Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Teague, we're already on to UFC 250. A lot of storylines, and our buddy Dana White, who was with us right before Ferguson, and what equated to a great card. A lot of storylines from that, and the UFC train just keeps on moving on. Dana White, UFC president. Dana, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing today, man?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Awesome, buddy. No complaints.
We're going,
man.
Good. UFC 249, or really the ESPN showcase, went well last time we talked to you. Now, you had a couple of fights right after that, all down in Jacksonville. You know, the process now seems to be, I guess, in order for you. Is it getting easier? And really, have you had any more problems, I should say, especially with the COVID-19 stuff still floating around?
No problems at all. I knew, you know, through this whole thing that we could pull this thing off safely, and we have, and yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Have you gotten, like, I think we asked you this before, but it was before you actually had the fight down in Jacksonville. Have the leagues, other leagues, started to reach out to you yet to ask how, you know, the protocols are going and the processes are going? Because we know that, like, Major League Baseball, they're talking about getting back, but it's all financial right now. At least that's what we're seeing in the public. The NBA is the same way. They have a plan in order. The NHL has a plan in order. But it's kind of neglecting the safety side of it. Have they reached out to you?
Yeah, you know, some of the leagues have, and a lot of other people have too, and we've shared the document that I told you guys about that we sent to the governor of Nevada and Florida, and you know, we showed the world that it can be done very safely and all this stuff. I agree with you 100%. The real issue right now is financially.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, these teams, you know, they're. We're all losing the gate. When you lose the gate, it is a huge blow. I look at it as it's my job to figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure out how to keep my employees working, how to keep the fighters fighting and getting paid, and figure out how to make money for the company.
Yeah, you know, and I think it gets overlooked, right? Because that's what Major League Baseball has been saying, just in specific, because they've actually stated it. They're going to lose 40% if fans aren't in the stands. How have you been doing it? I mean, fighting gets you revenue for sure, and broadcast revenue from, you know, your partnerships. But how have you been doing this? Because it's not as easy as just putting this fight on and then all the money flows in. It's not that way.
And think about this. We're not getting the broadcast revenue that NFL and Major League Baseball and those guys are getting.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to take this on the chin and be willing to lose some money if you want to keep your sport rolling.
But, Dana, here's the way I look at it. You're smart enough for sure to look at it this way. Even if it's not your first thought, it's got to be maybe your second or third thought. All right, I might be taking it on the chin a little bit now, but because there's nothing else really going on. As we put the fights on, we gain some new fans, and that mm-hmm. turns into revenue down the road. That's the way you got to look at it.
Hopefully that's the case.
There
absolutely.
You go.
Listen,
yep.
Shutting down, it just shouldn't even be a – I mean, I didn't want to shut down at all through the pandemic.
No.
I was trying to go the whole time. So, throughout the 20-year history of my career – I faced nothing but problems from day one, you know, and this is nothing new. We will figure it out.
You know what I'm curious about, Dana? What would you be doing in life if you weren't doing this? You've got such a unique personality and a skill set. You're tough, but you're smart. You're flexible, but you, when you have to be, but you're not. What do you think you would be doing if you weren't the president of the UFC?
It's funny you asked me that because I literally couldn't imagine doing anything but this. I would be involved in the fight game one way or another. This is truly what I'm passionate about and what I love to do.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. So we're talking to Dana White, and Dana's the president of UFC. You got UFC 250 coming up. Amanda Nunes is on the card. Cody Garbrandt is fighting. And listen, here's one of the differences. If you're LeBron and the Lakers and you lose 2-3 games in a row, it's not a big deal. In the fight game, you lose 2 or 3. Now, it's different. UFC, boxing, you lose 3 in a row. It's pretty much curtains. UFC, it's different. I get that. But for somebody like Cody, who started out, I think he was 10-0 or 11-0, and he's hit the skids a little bit now. I mean, this is time to get right. Like, are you confident that he's going to get right? Where is he, right? What's going on with him?
Yeah, he's ranked number 9 in the world right now. And the guy he's fighting, Rafael Assuncao, he and Rafael have been in the same place for quite a long time. You know, they've been in the top 10 for a while. They're both looking to get back into title contention. Very important fight for those two on Saturday night, and a very good fight.
Yeah. No, we love No Love. He's been good. He came on our show a few years ago, and I keep following him. His family was great. It's amazing. Another guy who we've had on our show, and you're in, you know, contention with him right now, or contentious relationship, is John Jones. How is this going to get resolved with John Jones, Dana?
I don't know. You know, this isn't our first beef, and it definitely won't be our last, I'm sure. You know, these things happen. I have nothing but respect for John Jones. I've been saying, you know, the guy is the GOAT. There's all this debate out there over who the GOAT is. There is no debate. Mm-hmm. John Jones has been doing this forever, and despite all the things he's done outside of the octagon, the guy has never lost a fight. Never lost a fight, and he's fought the who's who of the sport.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking a few minutes ago, you know, all these other sports are talking about not going because of financial reasons, cutting the pay in half, doing this, doing that, coming to turn. I'm not cutting anybody's pay. I haven't laid off any employees. I'm not cutting anybody's pay. And John Jones wants a lot more money. It's just not realistic right now.
Yeah, and he wants a lot more money. And he's saying if you're not going to give it to him, just release him. Is that even an option?
Releasing him. I went through a lot of stuff with John Jones over the last however many years.
Yep.
I'm going to release him now because he's mad. What about all the times I was mad?
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's fair, too, obviously, given the DUIs and everything else that went on. And you're stuck in his corner, so to speak.
Yes. I mean, listen, there's no option. I mean, when the guy's right, he makes you money. But here's what would drive me nuts. Like, you have stuck with him. And all the fights that he's missed and the cancellations and the postponements and the sidetrack nature of his out-of-the-octagon lifestyle, the guy's cost you a lot of money. As much as he's made you money, he's taking a lot of money out of your pocket, too.
Well, here's the thing that you guys got to understand, too. He's a partner in the pay-per-view.
Yep.
So he has an unlimited potential to make money.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is he looks at guys like Conor and Khabib and says, well, I'm looked at as the GOAT. Why don't I make as much money as they do? Well,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's because the draw is a little bit different. Speaking of Khabib, when are we going to see him again?
It feels let's get him back.
I mean,
let's go.
We're hearing his name, but when is he actually going to get back in the octagon? Or can he? Can he get out?
Probably September. Yeah, September. Okay. We'll do him and Gaethje in September.
Oh, my God. That's going to be sick. How's Ferguson? How's Ferguson's face, by the way?
It's good. Yeah, Tony was good. I talked to Tony, you know, a couple days later. You know, Tony is one tough dude.
Yes. Oh, God, he is tough as nails. So we're talking to Dana White. You know, the swell of emotion for, and you know, we'll see where it's at when he gets back in the ring there with Conor. I mean, it's dissipated because the sport's kind of moved on a little bit without him. I mean, how much of what he was in terms of that fervor, that not desire, but that need to see Conor McGregor fight, how much of that can be recaptured? Can you ever get – he's not going to get 100% of what he was, but can he replicate somewhat where he was, or is that just over?
Guys, he just fought in January, and it was the biggest thing going on, and he won in spectacular fashion. Say what you want about Cowboy Cerrone. He's one of the best to ever do it, one of the toughest, most durable guys in the business, and Conor McGregor made it look easy. Believe me, when Conor McGregor comes back, it will be massive.
Yeah, why is there the thought that he might not, though? You know what I mean? Is it because he's got too much going on? You know, other things, his whiskey and everything?
He's been chopping at the bit to fight. He's been screaming, saying, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to fight. Who's next? My thing is, I think the best thing for him right now, when you look at the landscape, and especially coming out of this whole pandemic thing that's going on, he should wait and see what happens with Khabib and Gaethje and fight the winner. And now, it will be probably one of the biggest pay-per-views of all time, not just UFC.
Now, do you advise him on that? Because I know that there is a super fight that's being talked about between Conor and Anderson Silva, but Anderson's lost a few here and there. You know, are you advising him on what's best for him to do, to jump into the ring next or an octagon next?
I'm trying. You know, you do the best you can with Conor. But, guys, Anderson Silva fights at 185 pounds. He walks around at 215.
Jeez.
That fight is ridiculous.
Wow.
Makes no sense.
Danny, you know what I'm curious about? I know you've seen the footage of Mike Tyson. Now, yeah, from a pure, you know, like scientific, the combination of ferocity and speed. I know he's 57. I understand that. But I'm not a fighter. Had a couple scraps as a kid. One probably lost more than I won. But Mike Tyson throwing fists right now, I don't know, man. It looks pretty legitimate to me. Can he still fight?
Listen, Mike Tyson is explosive, powerful, has great head movement, and that dude is dangerous to anybody if he's out there and in decent shape. You know, he says he feels that fire again, and he wants to get in and mix it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, anytime Tyson goes in there, it's exciting, it's fun, and you never know what's going
to
happen.
Oh, my God, I would love to see something like that. Well, listen, man, the clock keeps spinning, the wheel keeps turning. UFC 250, Nunez on the card, Cody's on the card. Good stuff, Dana. Appreciate catching up. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, boys. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.